Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of 2016 of Bollywood Weekly. This is your host, Aditya. It was actually recently pointed out to me that I've never introduced myself ever on the show, so I am now going to start doing that. This is your host, Aditya, and I have with me stand-up comedian and musician extraordinaire, Kenny Sebastian.
That's right, people. Extraordinaire.
Kenny Sebastian in the house, full of adrenaline.
It's awesome to be doing a podcast with Aditya in Singapore.
Yes, Kenny just performed an amazing show.
We're in the green room right now holding hands. It's a very intimate moment.
Yes, it's a good thing people can't see this.
Yeah.
Very, very private moment.
Yes, none of us are wearing pants.
There are three other people in the room watching us, also not wearing pants.
But this is all to help the podcast.
Yes.
Every podcast is recorded like this. Makes them comfortable.
Yeah. So, quick announcement before we get into the show. So, we are not going to follow our usual format this week, since Kenny is here, we will talk to Kenny about
it. And I'm special.
And he is special.
Otherwise, if you were going to review a movie, which movie would you want to talk about?
So the movie that just came out this week was Wazir.
Oh, I wanted to see that one.
Yeah, so apparently the reviews are very mixed though. So
okay. Who directed it?
The director was, I should know this, shouldn't I?
Oh, I think I don't know shit, guys. Why are you listening to this podcast?
No, it's actually by the team that did Three Idiots, so with Vinod Chopra, Abhijit Joshi, yeah.
Oh, the anything that Farhan Akhtar is in, I'm usually like,
yeah, and Amitabh Bachchan has also been on a good run, so watch out for next week's episode for our verdict on that particular movie. But Kenny, since you're here, I wanted to talk to you about a bunch of things. Yeah. The first of which is Netflix has now finally come to India.
Yes, they have found us worthy. And I think it's amazing now. But I think a lot of people, the first reaction is, bro, internet isn't good in India, so you can't see Netflix. Which they somehow solved. Streaming is quite peaceful, even on like 512 KB and stuff.
Mm.
They have kind of ironed out most of the bugs. I think right now the biggest challenge is torrents.
Right.
People are like, also they priced it well. It's, I think, 500 or 800 bucks a month.
Yeah, I think they have three different tiers. So the cheapest one is 500.
Which is great. Like, thank God they did that. I just think that the first day is going to be tough for them. Mm-hmm. But after that, it's going to be great. Because I remember like my friend, she torrents a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And I think I showed her. So we were in San Francisco and we were watching a movie. And she's like, oh my God, this print is so good. And I was like, this is how we should see movies. So it's going to be good, but I think the challenge for Netflix is going to be, how do you compete with people who in India who don't want to pay for shit?
Right.
So, but thank God they're there.
Yeah. And but well, that's kind of from the perspective of a user. I want to ask you actually as a content creator. So
as a content creator, it's the biggest thing
to
happen, because Netflix spoke to us almost a year back. I mean, not officially, but they had put out a word that we're looking for content creators. And obviously in India, the first people you go would be the YouTube space.
Mm-hmm.
So we were super excited because they want to do original series. And
yeah, exactly. They're big. They're after, once they moved out of DVDs, their big selling point has been the original programming, which has really taken it to the next level.
As a comedian and as a YouTube creator, that's like goldmine, because they also take YouTube specials. They want web series.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's going to transform everything, because finally we'll get a level playing field to compete with television.
Right.
Like, we can create a web series and the same amount of, almost same amount of people might see it.
Yeah.
I mean, the English-speaking consuming crowd.
Yeah. And I want to ask you actually, especially because you've already, in the kind of 3-4 years that you've been doing this, already tried a lot of different mediums and experimented a lot. So you were, if I correct me if I'm wrong, the first comedian to actually put out a full-length one-hour stand-up special on YouTube for free.
Yeah.
You did a sketch comedy improv show on Comedy Central as well.
Yeah.
So moving into TV, you're actually the first person to do that.
Yeah.
So is that something you want to continue doing? The reason I ask is because I also, shameless plug here, recorded a podcast with your colleagues Sanjay Manaktala and Saurabh Pant.
Yeah.
And they were both like, nah, we just want to focus on stand-up, do our thing, don't want to get into the whole long-form content game.
Okay. But, I am completely opposite of that. I want to be able to do almost all the forms that we see in America. Like, the one thing I'm really psyched about is animated stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I did a series called Kennyisms.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I sponsored it myself, and mm-hmm. I ran out of money after two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I want to get into. I'm already doing a web series called Star Boys,
okay,
which is going to be funded by a very big company. That's coming out soon.
Mm-hmm.
That's a science fiction comedy show. Again,
yeah.
Leave science fiction comedy. People don't know science fiction.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to get into the music comedy space. So it's not like my goal is, let me be the first guy
to do everything.
That's not the goal, actually. The goal has always been, I grew up watching Star World, and my Bible has been YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to do everything I saw on YouTube. Because why not? Like, people are pretty nice to me, and they're letting me do what I want. So
mm-hmm.
I want to abuse the shit out of them before they realize, this guy's not funny. So before I lose my opportunities, I want to make sure I get everything done. I want to do a feature film, I want to do an animated film, I want to do a music album, a comedy music album, I want to do web series, I want to do everything. As long as I can.
Yeah, yeah, that's really awesome. I mean, I'm kind of...
Yes.
Oh, by the way, sorry, as an aside...
Yes.
Kenny, you are Malayali.
Yes.
Fun fact, I don't think the listeners also know this, but I'm also Malayali.
Oh, you bastard. He has a deep voice and he's a Malayali.
Ticked all the boxes. So
yes.
Thank you, first of all, for flying the flag high for us Malayalis.
Oh, dude, I get that a lot. Why? It's actually a very horrible thing to say.
A lot of people make fun of Malayalis for various, South Indians in general.
20% of my YouTube comments is that I found out you're Malayali. I'm so happy because we have such a bad name. What? No. Everybody, that's not a good compliment to give someone that you're pretty cool for a Malayali. I'm like, what have you done?
You're like a one-word answer. If anyone ever makes fun of me for being Malayali, Kenny Sebastian, bro, look at that guy. He's amazing and he's Mallu.
Wow,
there.
That's really good. That's also like an insult to us.
No, but I think that's very interesting because of course, you know, this podcast is about Bollywood, and Bollywood for years and years has just relied on very set formulas,
yeah,
and it's just regurgitating the same things over,
yeah,
and over again.
Yeah.
And I think it's got to a point now. I mean, you still have these Salman Khan movies and Shah Rukh movies, which do hundreds and thousands of crores,
yeah,
in 3 days. But I think we're reaching now a saturation point where, especially now that the audience is much younger, has been exposed to different types of content from,
yeah,
the US, from the UK, from online, the internet.
Yeah.
More and more people are trying different types of content, and more content is actually working with audiences,
yeah,
and people are actually beginning to appreciate good content. And I think especially in the movies is one thing, but in the TV space particularly, I mean, we've had this conversation also many times on the show. I mean, TV in India right now is pretty garbage, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. I think I don't completely agree with that. I had a conversation with my friend Pratik, and he's a filmmaker, and we had a conversation about how, with the limitation Bollywood has, there was an article that came out that why does a multi-billion industry make only singular billions? You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's because people forget that, unlike another industry, we have about 1,000 or 2,000 films a year.
Yeah.
But all of them are in different languages.
Mm-hmm.
So immediately your market share is reduced to a state. But it takes the same amount of money to make a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have the market. The only reason Hollywood makes so much money and they can afford to put a 300 million movie is because they're going to make that back globally. I don't know if you talk about Hollywood, but if you see Star Wars, there's a technique Hollywood uses, which is you should be able to understand what's happening without understanding the language.
Mm-hmm.
So they are very clear-cut with edits. It's a very typical hero, typical... So even Hollywood does have the formula. But in India, I think when India does something, they do it really well. Like if you look at some films, they really nail films with the budget they have.
Mm-hmm.
And also this thing of churning out the same formula, that happens everywhere.
Yeah, of course.
Every industry has their commercial films and they have the good art cinema.
Mm-hmm.
And till the end of time, good art cinema will not do well.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the same logic, producers are businessmen, not creative people. A producer will only care about reach, and if Salman Khan and Amir Khan have reach, why would any businessman be like, no, let's lose some money and experiment? That's why, if you notice, good films are made by successful directors who produce it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know.
Yeah, because they then have the clout themselves.
And the co-producers know that he's had 5 hits before, let him do his experimental film.
Yeah.
So I think eventually, because there is also a market now who have higher standards, as you said,
mm-hmm,
that they're kind of getting fed up of this formula, directors are going to be like, hey, we can try these multiplex movies, low risk, people are coming to see them. I think that's how it's going to gradually evolve. But the biggest fault is people who go see the movie they don't like.
Yes.
You can't go see a movie and then be like, this sucks. You paid money for that ticket. The producer is like, this person came, tick. So if you really don't like the movie, stop going and watching them. As long as you're going to go watch those movies, as long as you're going to buy crappy products, people are going to keep making them. So I think just India in another 10 years is going to have amazing content only because people want that content. Mm-hmm. I think directors always want to make good movies, but they just can't because no one will see it.
That's an interesting concept because, I mean, we often as viewers and as, you know, people talking about movies, we sometimes wonder, like if we watch like a really crappy, terrible, unrealistic movie, like there's a scene in Welcome Back with John Abraham.
Okay.
The last scene, there is literally like...
I think you saw Welcome Back.
Yes,
For
the podcast.
Okay.
Sadly, I've forced
myself. Sorry, I can't take this podcast seriously.
I've watched too many things that I regret.
Okay.
Heavily contributing to the producer's payday, sadly. Yeah. But the last scene of Welcome Back, and I'm not, there's no exaggeration here. There are 600 CGI camels running in a desert in the UAE.
Of course.
And then the 600 camels create a sandstorm. And the whole cast of Welcome Back is like, doing this weird thing where they're like surfing on the sandstorm and like trying to escape or something.
I have to see this. Huh.
And we were watching that thinking, as an actor, I mean, these are, you know, respectable actors who have been doing this for a lot of people like Nana Patekar, Anil Kapoor. Kapoor's won freaking Oscars and shit.
Yeah.
Like, do you not, while you're doing this, realize that this is an absolute piece of garbage?
Yeah.
Like, as an artist, as a content creator, and we have this at a more higher level, you know, Aamir Khan, for all his other issues and controversies. When he makes movies, he's very particular about, I want to make a specific type of movie with this message, which gives some kind of, you know, Dhoom 3 with a notable exception there.
Huh.
But whereas, for example, don't want to pick on, you know, Salman or Shahrukh, but Shahrukh especially recently, is just like, I'm going to put out any crap and people will go watch it. And
No, you answered the question yourself. Aamir Khan, who's a guy who's very particular about things, also did Dhoom 3.
Hmm.
So actors completely know what they're getting into. Aamir Khan was like, let me make some money for a change. And he did Dhoom 3. And he made a lot of money. And the Shah Rukh Khan thing is also interesting. Shah Rukh Khan has made some good films. It sounds like I'm supporting. But like, I love him in Swadesh.
Yeah.
And Swadesh didn't make any money. I loved him in, what's that? Chakde also did well. All the films where he experimented did horribly in the box office. And he's a person to answer to. So, just logically, why would he...
No, but...
That's what I'm saying. It's a consumer's fault.
Yeah. No, but for example, if we take going back to Aamir Khan.
Yeah.
He did, like, a lot of experimental stuff, like Lagaan,
yeah.
Rang De Basanti. More recently, he did PK, Three Idiots. Three Idiots and PK kind of broke all box office records, etc.
Yeah.
And then he did Dhoom 3.
Yeah.
Which also then broke all records.
That, I think, made three times the money.
Yeah. And, but I think, I mean, it's like, if you have the star power, I think people will go regardless.
Again, true. That's, again, as I said, if a director is big, he can produce it himself and call shots.
Mm.
That he's one of those exceptions. Like, just like how you have Martin Scorsese and you have Christopher Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
They are producing it themselves because they have had successes in the past.
Yeah.
And they have good taste.
Mm-hmm.
So just like that, Aamir Khan is one of those few people who has good taste, and even he needs to make money sometimes. So he'll do a Dhoom 3. I mean, Shah Rukh Khan and Salman and Akshay are doing it, and I'm talking like I know the person. But I think they're doing it because their goal is, I've struggled a lot in life.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make some successful films that everybody in the country is going to see. They're fully aware. So answering your question of John Abraham in that film, he knows what he's getting into.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that.
But they don't care, or they're like, if people are buying it, why not?
Yeah, it's a conscious thing. They do one for the kitchen, one for the soul.
Mm.
I'm going to do one experiment. Like, he's done Meera Naya's film, but he also does... Like, he's like, I got to pay my bills.
Yeah.
So, it is... Kangana Ranaut had said that. She did Krish. She's like, I know it's a crappy film. I did for the money. And it did very well.
Yeah.
So, it's... And also, completely feel like it depends on the audience. You can't blame... How can you blame producer? You're making bad films. But like, you're watching it. You're breaking 100 crore record. You're doing that.
Yeah.
Not us. If you stop coming for 5 of our films, they will stop that day.
Mm.
So,
which is why it's actually nice now that there are more experimental films like Talwar, even Tamasha, although it had a big star cast and everything. The actual content and type of the film was very different.
Recently, what I saw was Ugly, and I was amazed.
Oh, yeah, very good film.
Oh, what an amazing film.
Yeah.
Again, that was made on 3 crores.
Yeah, and I don't think it just about made it.
It made some 50 crores.
Oh, it did.
Which is nothing for
that.
But that's how you do it. You have to get the producers out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works, unfortunately. That's why an Avatar would get 300 million, while like Hurt Locker would get like 50 million to make.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah, I love you guys.
How many fans of Bollywood here? Give me a cheer. Bollywood fans. Nice. Ab aa gaye aukaat mein. Very nice. Very nice. There's a new trend in Bollywood where they get a guy to sing Hindi with an English accent. Like, so. And he'll do, yeah, for no reason. And the lyrics are very simple. Like, anyone can make those lyrics. So, how many of you guys speak Hindi? Give me a cheer. Yeah, okay. It's like a wave or something. Whoa! Okay. You speak Hindi? Yeah? Okay, so tell me something. Ma'am? Okay, ma'am. So, what do you do? Like, what do you do today? Like a normal day-to-day activity? Just give me that line in Hindi. Anything. Something mundane.
Hindi
mein, huh? Main shopping ke liye gayi thi. He's like, yeah, I know. Pura din. So, main shopping ke liye gayi thi. Is a normal Hindi line? No, guys. That's the next Bollywood song. Without Tere Bina. You have to put Tere Bina in it, even if it makes no sense. I'm sure they have a music director meeting and they're like, "Is song mein Tere Bina ka hai? This is Ghanda song." Sir, I'll put it, sir. Tere Bina, Tere Bina, shopping gayi. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's, we've talked a lot about Bollywood. Let's talk a little bit about you.
Oh, so. I like them sweet.
So how did you get into stand-up and YouTube and content creation?
So as I said, I grew up watching YouTube. I think YouTube came in 2007 and I made an account in 2007 and started making videos in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was when I was 10th or 11th grade. I want to be a filmmaker, I still do. I went, did a degree, 4-year degree in painting and sculpture, because that's the only degree where you can...
That is new. I've never heard anyone who's done
that
before.
I don't talk about it, because it's like, wow, you paint also. I'm like, okay. Like,
I have so many talents, I just can't control myself.
No, just because you paint, that's not like, oh, you're a painter. I'm like, no. Anybody can paint. They have to be good.
Yeah.
That was the only time I could focus on doing films, because I knew film school doesn't teach you.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn by making them. So I did films and I wanted to get better at directing. I like directing a lot. So I did theater. And I did theater. I was doing acting to understand direction better.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was doing comedy because that was easy for me. And I used to always love watching stand-up. I just never thought I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's what like gods do.
Yeah.
And then I one day in IIT Bombay, there was a fest. They had a stand-up competition. I was like, why not?
Mm-hmm.
And I did that show. That was my first show. And that high you get... If you say something and people laugh,
mm-hmm.
oh my god, it's like unimaginable.
And did you just improvise that show? Or did
improvised
you
it, the complete thing. I just spoke about the entire fest,
mm-hmm.
and I won it. And after that, I was like, I have to do stand up. And I went to Bangalore, and Sanjay, Sandeep, and Praveen are the reason like I got a platform. And they were super encouraging. And one thing led to another. By the time I graduated, I'm like, hey, let me just do stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And that show has been well.
Yeah. And it's great that that is now a viable option. Right?
Oh, it's
in
a fantastic
Bangalore and
thing.
Bombay as well. Delhi also seen is picking up a lot.
Oh, Delhi. The first comics in India came from Delhi. Like Papa CJ and Veer were the first. Veerdas were the first few comics. And Papa CJ started a open mic. Veerdas started, collaborated with Comedy Store.
Mm-hmm.
So they did a lot for the comedy scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then one of my favorite things that you do is the Kenny Sing for Me on Twitter.
Oh, yes.
How did you just come up with that?
I went for this. So I do a lot of hosting long back.
Yeah.
And there's this couple of kids who started a thing called U25 Summit,
mm-hmm.
which is an entrepreneurship thing for under 25. And a lot of kids came up and they were talking about, I have this idea for the thing. And there's a thing called Terribly Tiny Tales on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
yeah, which has four line poems on it.
Yeah.
And he spoke about, I wanted to create something that I would share. And I was sitting like, hey, what's something cool that I want to see online?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I can do music and I can do on-the-spot music. I suck at making songs. I'm good at doing improv. I'm like, how can I do that online? And I don't want to be dependent on one medium. So I was like, okay, let's do this online thing where, like I did in the show, where
mm-hmm.
I asked for words.
Yeah.
Let me do that virtually. Let me ask for words online. But in how do I make sure that they know I'm doing it right now? I said, I'm going to give it a 12-hour limit. Then in 12 hours, I get the words, record the song, shoot a video for it, edit it, and upload it online. So that was the most hellish 2 months of my life. I did 12 videos.
Yeah.
12 Kenny sings for me. And that's when I went to America. And I had to do it in that time zone.
Mm-hmm.
So there were times I had to stay up on Sunday nights in America and do the song to
yeah.
release it on time in India.
Yeah.
But I had to stick to that commitment. So it really paid off. It taught me about being consistent.
Mm-hmm. And it's actually, incredible. I mean, the first, three or four, okay, fine, this is cool. And then you just went into all sorts of different directions. You released a gangster rap
yeah.
song, you released a boy band song with
yeah.
Kanan Gill.
Yeah.
There's a Punjabi song in between.
Yeah.
And every week it was like something different. So I was like, wow, this is
my
incredible.
My thing with stand-up or anything I do is that I never want to catch myself saying, oh, I have to make another video.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a horrible thing to say.
Yeah.
Oh, I have another show, man. I always want to be excited. So if I did Kenny Sing for me, I'm like, next one I'm not excited about. Okay, so what will excite you? Look, I would love to do a Punjabi one. That'd be fun. And
yeah.
I did a Punjabi one.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I don't want to do Punjabi one. I want to do a rap.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just that. It's always been, I should look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's sad if I'm not happy doing stand-up.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no going from here anyway.
Yeah.
So it's always been about, that's why my channel also has so many different things. Because
mm-hmm.
if I catch myself getting bored, I'll do something new.
Yeah. And then you mentioned it briefly, you went to the U.S.
Yes.
to basically like a stand-up
homage.
It's
a stand-up pilgrimage. It's my friend Utsav, he's a comedian. He said, you made the comedian's Tirth Yatra, which is basically go to New York for 2 months, go to L.A. for 1 week, do these open mics, do a workshop,
yeah.
and come back and you're enlightened. So it was a great, it made me realize how lucky I am in India. Because
mm-hmm.
comics in U.S. are, I don't know how they make it. LA has 3,500 comedians.
Yeah, it's insane. It's
very
cutthroat.
The whole country has 180. The whole country of a billion people has 180 versus America, whose population is way lesser. One city of 3,500. And I was like, it is a privilege to do stand-up in India.
Yeah.
So, and
180 also seems very high. Like, I would have guessed 100 or something.
180 are, I'm including open micers,
mm-hmm.
but professionally people who tour are like, what? 80 people?
Yeah.
80 to 100?
Yeah. But it's good. You guys are now coming out to Singapore and other cool places.
Yeah, yeah.
Earning in dollars.
No, it's not about the money. It's about the craft.
It's about the integrity.
Yeah.
The artistic.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, if you come in for the money, it's great that we're making money now. If you come in for the money, you're not going to last. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And final question before I let you go.
Yes.
Is, so what's lined up for 2016? You mentioned web series already.
A web series, a science fiction comedy called Star Boys. You know what? I'll give you the track. Why don't you play it at the end of the It's an homage to all the shows I used to watch.
Okay.
It's an homage to SWAT Cats and He-Man and to Star Trek.
Yeah.
So, and it's South Indian. So it's three South Indian boys in space.
Oh, wow.
So that's the show.
That
so like,
sounds amazing.
Yeah. So I'll just send you the snippet of the song. And I might be doing the Fringe Festival in Edinburgh. And am I pronouncing that? Edinburgh.
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 You can try your British accent.
Yeah. Edinburgh. So I'm doing that. Going to release a new special. Hopefully that'll be funny.
Mm-hmm.
And that is this year. So next year I will take over the planet and make everyone my slave. Yeah. That's
awesome.
That's
sounds like a plan.
Awesome.
Great. Kenny, thank you so much for being here. This
thank you, Ali, for having me.
Yes. flying the Malayali flag high, as always.
Oh.
And hopefully we can get you back sometime.
Yes. I would love to come back.
Thank you guys so much for listening. That's our show. Unfortunately, due to copyright and contract restrictions, we cannot actually share the song from Kenny's web series Starboys. So instead, I will play you one of his Twitter hashtag KennySingForMe songs instead. But please do check out all of Kenny's stuff online. Okay, are you ready for this? Here goes. YouTube channel is Kenny Sebastian. Facebook page is Kenneth Sebastian. Instagram as Kenneth Seb. And on Twitter as No Kenny. I think that's right. Also, if you like this podcast and you like what we're doing, please do check out our other episodes and subscribe to the podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at TIC Productions, Twitter Productions _TIC. You can also subscribe to TIC Productions on SoundCloud or to Bollywood Weekly on the podcast app on iOS or on SoundCloud app on Android or any other podcasting app to get regular updates on your smartphone. Thanks so much and see you next week. And to wrap things up, my personal favorite from Kenny's Twitter hashtags KennySingForMe series, the song is called Use Punjabi Force. Enjoy.
Hi guys, Kenny Sebastian here, and welcome back to another hashtag KennySingForMe. This week from 1 to 3 p.m., you guys send me tweets, about 1,500 of them. And now let's get to the song. This time I decided to do something different. This song is called Punjabi Force. I hope you guys like it.
Chal pa bichat karna hai ki na I'm sure Malayali Bruno Mars but Mars ko lagwa dil aur jeetiya kisi na kisi banat popuri Punjabi ki shaan na koi never touch the Rajnigandha y'all could you ride just like my precious Ganda Dil tadke mere jaan mein Darth Vader mere paas mein Madonna kiss tere mouth pe Re ronda hai hai pede tiye Lag mainu ya kare prem se Re sunche du tere dekh le Star Wars pa thana coat mein Mere sas put class mein everyday Inne kata parita naal kar ka jannan dha Inne kata parita naal kar ka jannan dha कथा परिता नाल चरका चन्नन दा इने कथा परिता नाल चरका चन्नन दा
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough. With Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.